Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Vidal. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis moves to second. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Vidal reaches third base with a triple. Alvis scores. Salmon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vidal tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Lolick moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freehan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lolick moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lolick scores. McAuliffe moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vidal strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Askew reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vidal takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Pena now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vidal moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Vidal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vidal strikes out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Orlando Peña. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gladding fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.